Blake Wheeler joining us, of course, Winnipeg Jets captain, Gord Stellick, Nick Kypreos, Doug McLean, Hockey Central at noon on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. You're listening on Sportsnet, also watching on the NHL Network in the United States. Blake, thanks for joining us. And first of all, now you got the least, I take it, of that collision with Scheifele in the first period. We're just, I know you can't give out much injury-wise and all that kind of things. First of all, I guess you were okay with that, and obviously a concerning thing, a nice win, but obviously a concerning thing when you see Scheifele lead again.
Yeah, it was kind of a brutal play. I got lucky that he hit me higher on my leg. You know, anything lower could have been ugly for both of us. So, I haven't seen Shaq today, but obviously fingers crossed, hopeful that it's not too serious.
Blake, Mark was able to stay in the game after your collision. So your feeling was that there wasn't really that much significant contact, enough for anybody to be concerned with your collision. Is that fair to say?
I hope so. Like I said, we missed him earlier in the year. I have no idea what the extent of it is. I'm sure he's getting looked at today, and hopefully it's not too serious and doesn't have to miss much time. Big part of what we do, big part of our team, and obviously we don't want to miss him again.
It was pretty amazing in the first stretch of whatever, 6 weeks or so, Blake, that you guys really stepped up and was able to fill in. I mean, that's a tough grind when you lose your number one centerman. You moved to center a fair amount. The team seemed to grow despite the adversity. You hate to lose that guy, though.
Well, we had to.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You know, that's just it. You hate losing one of your best players. It's such a big hole when a guy like that's injured. He does so many things. He's on, big part of our power play, kills penalties, obviously plays, huge minutes, 5-on-5. So it's not just one guy that can fill in for a guy like that. It's really on everyone. And I think when he was down, every single guy stepped up. We knew that we were going to have to play better defensively. We knew we were going to need good goaltending. And we were able to do that. We were able to have everyone kind of fill in a little bit so that we could try to minimize the damage, and we're able to hold water while he was out.
Now, Blake, what's life like with Paul Stastny? Got to say, at the trade deadline, that was one trade that I think we all raised our eyes a little bit. Nothing off the roster went back to St. Louis. What's it been like?
Oh, it's been huge. I knew when we got him that he was going to be a great fit for Patrick Laine and Nikolaj Ehlers. I mean, those two guys have so much talent and so much raw ability. I think he's just a stabilizing force for the two of them. What makes Staz a great player is his hockey IQ is so high. Anything that he can bring to the table for those two guys, he creates a ton of space for Patty. You've seen the goals that Patty's been scoring. He's just been having so much time and space with the puck in the slot. And obviously, we see what he can do with it when he gets that much space. So Staz has been huge for those two guys. Makes running our bench a lot easier for Paul, I know, as well. So it's been a huge addition.
Blake, as a player, I know trade deadline time every year, you can only hope as a player that, you add a couple of pieces and you can get a better push towards a Stanley Cup. But was there any buildup from you guys that a move like Stastny, a significant one, was coming, or were you all as surprised as many?
Well, I think, we'd heard we're in the mix for, a couple guys. At the end of the day, you don't really know anything until it happens. So, I don't think either way we were going to be surprised. I think if we, went out and got a guy like Staz, we weren't going to be surprised. If we just kept our group together and stayed the way we were, wasn't going to surprise us either. So I think at that time of the year, you can never, you kind of expect the unexpected. Either way, I think we were comfortable going forward, but adding a player like Paul obviously, creates a lot of excitement in our room.
So, the top six is pretty dynamic on your group. Obviously, now the top nine even is. Your defense have really taken a step as a young group. But what about the job Hellebuck has done in bouncing back and having a real solid year for you? And then Mace comes back yesterday and and gives you a good solid performance.
Well, that's the great equalizer. You have good goaltending, you have a chance to win every night. Even if you're not playing well defensively, even if you're not scoring goals, you know, you have an opportunity to win no matter what if you have good goaltending. So, you know, he was a young guy last year, and yeah. It was a lot to be thrown at him. I think our team left a lot to be desired defensively as well in front of him. So goalies are no different than players. If you're giving up odd man rushes and breakaways and chances like that all game, it's going to be tough for them to have confidence. I think we've done a better job in front of him trying to eliminate some of those odd man rushes, some of those plays that are tough for goalies to stop. And I think it's helped build his confidence this year to the point where he expects to stop everything now. So it's been great. And obviously getting Mace back, if we can have a 1-2 punch like that going forward, it's just going to give our team that much more confidence.
I think, Blake, back when I believe you were a fifth overall pick to Phoenix, Arizona, then you go to Green Bay, then the University of Minnesota, and a lot of people were questioning whether Blake Wheeler was going to be a real NHLer. What was the turning point in your career, Blake, where you sort of just went to a whole nother level as a player?
Well, it started when I got traded from Boston. You know, I think that kind of sends shockwaves through your system a little bit. You know, watching that team go on to win the Stanley Cup was eye-opening, you know what I mean? You're so close to it, and, you know, now you're so far away from it. And it kind of forces you to look in the mirror a little bit, try to decide what type of player you want to be, you know, what type of impact you want to have. And ultimately, you know, when I was traded to Atlanta and then on to Winnipeg, I was given a great opportunity, you know, playing a ton of minutes, playing with good players. You know, so it was on me to try to take that next step, and, you know, was able to build a little bit of confidence in Winnipeg. And like I said, you know, when you're on the ice for 20 minutes a night, if you're not able to make something happen, then that's on you. So, you know, didn't want to have that feeling again when I got traded from Boston to Atlanta, and just trying to build on that every single year and try to get better every single year.
Do you put any stock, Blake, in going from a non-traditional market like Atlanta to the eyeballs of Winnipeg or anywhere in Canada in general, in terms of players being held accountable a lot more?
I think for me, it wasn't so much the accountability standpoint, more so the excitement coming to the rink every single day. I got off to a terrible start in Winnipeg. You know, I think I almost went 20 games without a goal. So there was a little bit of pressure there, but throughout that whole time, anywhere I went in the city, anywhere I went, you know, around the rink, there was nothing but support from the fans. And, you know, I remember scoring that first goal finally, and just, you know, the feeling of support throughout the whole community, throughout the building that night, that's what propelled me personally, you know, feeling that every single game, knowing that, you know, the fans aren't there to do anything but cheer for the Jets. You know, it makes it a pretty cool place to play.
Blake, people may forget, you're the leading scorer on the team, 71 points, because of a guy named Patrick Laine.
74 and, points.
74, okay. Yeah. Anyway,
don't
I got
rip
you.
Him off.
Added three more from last night. There we go. We had him for that. I want to ask you about Patrick Laine. First of all, about playing with him. He's the leading goal scorer. And the other thing, is there not a city ordinance or something against that beard? Like, I mean, you know, that's the only...
Should be one against yours,
well,
in case
whatever.
He can see
it. I'm shaving
in
a couple of weeks on that. Anyway, I just, as far as that goes, fashion-wise.
Well, if you can shoot the puck like that, I think we'll give him a pass on all the other stuff. You know, he's... like I said, when we got Staz into the mix, you just see that Patty's getting a little bit more time with that puck. He does such a nice job of opening lanes up for him, opening space up in the slot for him. That you know, we've seen it in the, you know, a lot in the last 2 years. That if you give him any type of time and space below the top of the circles, he's got a real good chance of putting it in the net. So we're really fortunate to have a shot like that on our team. It creates such a matchup nightmare, especially on our power play. You know, you just have to be aware of where he is at all times, and it seems to open up a lot more for the rest of the guys. So there's going to be nights like last night where he's going to carry the load and score three goals, and there's going to be times where he's going to come up big in a big game and score a goal that many guys can't score and maybe probably shouldn't score, that, you know, makes it unique for our team.
So, Blake, we know Stastny comes in and solidifies, a center ice position. But if Mark Scheifele, by any chance, has to miss a few games, do you know anyone else that can fill in at center and be really good right away?
We got a couple of guys that can do the job. like I said before, it really is, no matter who it is, if it's me, if it's Andrew Kopp, we have guys that can fill it in, and it's not just going to be on us. It's going to be on pretty much everyone to step up their game, defensively, making sure that we're taking care of that end of the ice first, because, we still feel like we have enough guys that can put the puck in the net to make us, effective every game.
Were you really surprised at how quickly you were able to kind of settle in and provide points that when you went to center the first time?
Well, I mean, it was definitely a change, a change of mindset. I was still playing with really good players, at the end of the day, I was still playing with Patty Laine, I was still playing with Kyle Connor, between the two of them, they have, close to 60 plus goals. So, the offense wasn't what I was worried about. What gave me anxiety was, being able to play in my end and, being effective on faceoffs, all those little things that you don't have to do as a winger. I didn't want to go out there and get the doors blown off, because I'm playing center and, we can't stop anyone anymore. So that's what made me nervous. I wasn't worried about the offense at the points. I thought that if we did a good job defensively, we were still going to have a chance to put some pucks in the net.